As Father Marnie mentioned, my name is Brother Etienne. I'm the son of Connie Heward. Some of you probably knew me as Eric. I'm a Benedictine monk from Conception Abbey, and I'm here on my family visit. And as Father said, this past May I was ordained a deacon. And so thank you for having me this weekend, and I look forward to seeing all of you. There's a common narrative that gets kind of blasted around our televisions, our radios, the internet, that our world is becoming more and more radicalized, more divisive, more us versus them, that this is a world rife with division, fear, and anger. I suspect many of you would agree with this assessment, and I would be standing right next to you. The sad truth is that our world has always been this way. But the alarming truth is that we, even as Christians, are easily caught up in this narrative, caught up in the acts of division, fear, and anger. We, like the world, find it hard to forgive. What we see on television, on our radios, are talking about truly diabolical acts. The killings of civilians and police officers, terrorist attacks through shootings, trucks and bombs, nations threatening war against others with financial collapse or military might. We see systematic oppression of the poor, of minorities, oppression because of race or gender. And all of this, it's only happened in the last few weeks. Now, I suspect that most of us here have never really done anything truly diabolical, nothing quite so horrific as these things. But all of us at times and in small ways allow acts of division, fear, or anger drive a wedge in our families or in our communities. We might allow politics or long-standing stereotypes, our income level, whether rich or poor, our education, our profession, to blind us to the people we meet who are seeking forgiveness. Pride, arrogance, and fear damage our ability to forgive, to live in the narrative of peace and forgiveness, the good news of the gospel. Now, I would say that typically the most common way one might preach on the readings today is to focus on the perseverance of prayer and helping change our situation, getting the help we need, or trying to temper the pain that we might be feeling. We look at the stories of persistence of Abraham or the man seeking bread, and these are great examples of this. This type of homily is necessary, well, and very good. But the beauty of the good news is that there's never really only one story. So let's today look at what I would say kind of a hidden story in our readings today. Abraham. Abraham is begging for the lives of the righteous in truly evil cities. He's coming up with elaborate and lengthy scenarios and prayers to get God not to punish them. Abraham is testing God. And God responds each and every time immediately, without complicated or lengthy words, or without condition. He simply responds, "Yes, I will spare them." St. Paul, in our second reading, alludes to Jesus' immediate and total response to humanity's cry for forgiveness, which we have all received in his cross, where we were born and died with him. And Jesus says, "Yes, I have spared them." But there's a different story in the gospel. The baker. The baker is the supposed friend of the man in need who flat out refuses to help him. In the end, it's not the desire to help a person in need, nor the friendship that the two share, but the simple annoyance that moves him to help. So we can see how he treats his friends. What about his enemies? there's a stark contrast between how God responds and how we typically respond. God immediately responds to prayer for forgiveness. He responds lovingly and completely. He spares our humiliation and destruction. He sends his Son to comfort us, and Jesus feeds us with life-giving bread. We can hold grudges, gossip, judge unjustly. We can easily ignore cries of help, of despair. We might support hateful speech, undermine people's legitimate rights. There are many ways in which we can be unwilling to forgive. But here's the twist in the story. Even as enemies of God, he still offers us hope and forgiveness in teaching us how to pray. We already know that God quickly responds when we pray for forgiveness, and he often does so before we even recognize that we need it. Now, prayer, indeed, as we have always believed, is a call to God for help. But it's more than that. It also teaches us to forgive, teaches us to bring peace, and to act as God acts. When we pray, "Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." God's name in his kingdom is holy because he offers forgiveness and peace without measure, without condition. And when we say, "Forgive us as we forgive," the Lord is reminding us, he is teaching us, that for us to receive the fruit of forgiveness, we must act as he does. We must forgive without measure, without condition. So let us be transformed by our prayer. Let us be those people whose narrative is one of forgiveness, one where division is healed, where fear is turned to hope, where anger becomes peace. Because we have recognized, by God teaching us to pray, that we have received forgiveness and that we must, for it to bear fruit, forgive others. So let us go out and tell a different story.